President Biden heads to Cincinnati today. He hopes to drum up more support for the bipartisan infrastructure deal that he brokered with Congress. But as the president hits the road, Republican senators in Washington are gearing up to vote against starting debate on this first phase of infrastructure spending today. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to get the ball rolling as bipartisan talks progress. And here he is on the Senate floor yesterday.
Senators of goodwill on both sides want to finish the bipartisan infrastructure bill before the August recess. That's certainly my goal. But in order to finish the bill, we first need to agree to start.
Meanwhile, the spread of the Delta coronavirus variant is complicating things in Washington. More staffers have tested positive. Let's bring our political strategist to discuss all of this. Bill Press is here. He's a Democratic strategist. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Celeste. Good to be with you.
And you. And Alice Stewart is with us as well. She's a Republican strategist. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Celeste. Great to be with you here where summer is summer.
It is summer. Let's start with this vote today. Republicans plan to block it. The question is, what is the goal here, do you think? If they don't begin debate soon, they may run out of time. Is that the hope?
I think as the Republican here, I think the goal would be to move forward on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. I think people across the country realize that we do need to fund infrastructure. The problem with where things are now, even with all of this back and forth, there are concerns about the details of what is out there. And I think no one has been more genuine in the talks than Senator Mitt Romney, and he is having problems moving forward. And he has said quite clearly that he's concerned about the motion to proceed without seeing the summary of the bill and not seeing the pay-fors. And this, to me, has shades of Obamacare, where Nancy Pelosi said we need to pass the bill before we can find out what's in it. And until there are more details on the table, I think this will be very challenging to move forward.
So, Bill, go ahead.
Yes. Well, I'm just going to jump in and say, look, first, my feeling about this is a pox on both of their houses. I mean, you want to talk about infrastructure? Let's talk about the Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida. That building was only 40 years old and it collapsed. There are 4,500 bridges in this country that are in as bad, if not worse, shape than the Champlain Towers. And the idea that Congress, both parties, can't get together and solve this problem and can't agree on a bill, I think is a disgrace. It just shows that the Senate has become practically unworkable. And this is a good test of that, example of that. This vote, and whether they have it or not, you know, I kind of don't care, but it's only a vote to vote. It's not a vote on a bill. It's not to vote on something they haven't seen. It's not to vote for anything. It's a vote to say, yes, we're going to vote on this as soon as it's finished. So, again, pox on both their houses for not getting this done. I hope that they say, Republicans and Democrats say, whatever happens today, they're going to continue working on it. I think they will. I think they should. And get the damn thing done.
You know, Bill, I'm sure you can perhaps sympathize then with people who, voters, who say, look, the Democrats of both the House and the Senate and the president's office, Biden has now been in office for a full 6 months. Is his administration running out of time at this point? Are we getting a little too close to midterms?
No, I do think I hear this a lot. My God, he's been there 6 months. Why hasn't he solved every problem on the planet, right?
I mean, right.
We have to be a little realistic. No, I don't think he's run out of time at all. I think we keep coming back to this, something Alice and I disagree on. Again, it's unworkable as long as the filibuster is there. The idea that you have to have 60 votes, again, not for a bill, 60 votes to vote is just absurd. The filibuster is being used to prevent all forward progress on any major legislation. It's got to be fixed.
So, Alice,
I will just say
this.
With regard to the filibuster, the Democrats didn't have a problem with it when they used it in their favor. Now they don't want it, which I think is quite rich. But I think the important thing is no one expects President Biden and the administration to solve all problems. but it would be helpful if they passed one problem and resolved one problem in a bipartisan fashion, which is how he ran and what he campaigned on. And I truly believe many people would support the bipartisan infrastructure plan in the scaled back form, which was agreed upon weeks ago. It's just the right now, the fact they're refusing to put details and pay-fors in there, it makes it difficult. Let's check the infrastructure box, but keep it just about infrastructure and not the progressive wish list, which is being added bit by bit.
Let's move on here just for a second, Bill. Right. There is a lot to talk about today. Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected two Republican appointments to the select committee that would be looking into the January 6th insurrection. They were Representatives Jim Jordan of Ohio and Jim Banks of Indiana. They both voted against certifying President Biden's election victory in January. But, Bill, what do you think of Nancy Pelosi's decision here?
I think she made the right decision. And I think Kevin McCarthy has nobody to blame but himself. Because, remember, it was Kevin McCarthy, at the behest of Donald Trump, who rejected the bipartisan January 6th commission, which would have given Kevin McCarthy total authority to appoint whomever he wanted and to hire whatever staff he wanted. He rejected that, and he gets stuck now with a select committee, one of the rules of which was that the speaker has final say over who sits on it, both Democrats and Republicans. Just a quick add here, Celeste. I think the real target here was Jim Jordan. Let's face it, Jim Jordan is not a person who wants to get anything done. He's a total rabble-rouser. He's obnoxious. He just steals the camera and the microphone. And I think that Nancy Pelosi was just trying to prevent Jim Jordan from making this a circus, but she couldn't just single out Jim Jordan. She had to take one other with him, and Jim Banks happened to be the other fall guy.
Trying to get inside the mind of Nancy Pelosi. But, Alice, what are we to make of the decision to choose Jim Jordan and Jim Banks on the Republicans' part? They chose two people who voted against certifying the president's election.
That didn't surprise me at all, given the fact that many Republicans don't want this investigation to go forward anyway. I don't agree with that. I think the insurrection at the Capitol was atrocious, and we need to have a full investigation. We need to have a full report so that this doesn't happen again. The problem with that for Republicans is, as Bill mentioned, they missed their opportunity for a bipartisan sort of 9/11 commission style investigation by not going forward with that in the past. So right. I think that the key right now is let's get as many people open-minded that we can on this commission and let the investigation proceed. But it's not surprising that Republicans would try to, in essence, stack the deck. But, you know, the truth will come to the surface, and facts are facts, no matter how hard someone wants to pound their hands on the table. The facts of what happened and the video and the audio are disturbing, and it's really hard to refute that.
Let's touch on the pandemic, because the Delta variant is responsible at this point for at least 83% of new cases in the U.S. That's according to data from the CDC. It's spreading mostly among the unvaccinated. More Republicans are beginning to speak up. Here is Fox News host Sean Hannity.
Please take COVID seriously. I can't say it enough. Enough people have died. We don't need any more death. Research like crazy. Talk to your doctor, your doctors, medical professionals you trust based on your unique medical history, your current medical condition, and you and your doctor make a very important decision for your own safety. Take it seriously.
We heard a similar plea from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Alice, this is a tough turn for some Republicans to make, including Hannity, at this point after they fought masks and vaccine requirements.
Well, bravo for the decision to make the change now and saying that he believes in the science of vaccination, because it's critically important. And the frustration, Celeste, is that this health issue has become a political issue, and it shouldn't be that way. It's not a partisan issue. And I think it's really important, as Sean mentioned and others are saying, have these serious conversations with your doctors and your healthcare professionals and make the right decision for you. I'm a strong proponent of vaccines, and I think it's important. But there is also the issue, it's not just political. I talked with my friend, Mayor Frank Scott, the Black Democrat mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas, and he says there's also a rural America issue, and we need to educate people about the importance of vaccines.
Alice Stewart is a Republican strategist, and Bill Press is a Democratic strategist. Thanks to both of you, as always.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Celeste.
You, Celeste.